Everyone, welcome back to another 31-minute podcast. Morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
Jackson.
Good morning.
Hi. How's your new girlfriend?
Good. Gone horse riding this over.
Horse riding?
Horse riding, yeah.
Really?
She owns horses at Glenworth Valley.
Oh, nice.
There's no privacy here. It's just a big open book.
Yeah. No, it's good. I like it.
How's your girlfriend?
That's good.
Yeah.
Mm. Haven't met her yet.
No. Well, you sort of did.
Sort of.
You told her to hurry up.
Yeah, he was telling us all. He says, my dad's so funny. He's hiding behind a glass see-through door in his undies. Like, yeah, we can't see him.
Yeah. Oh, he's like hiding behind the grate, like, because we could see him.
I went to walk out, they're walking past. I'm like,
it's the front door. Like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, hey, dad, this is Liv. And he goes, hurry up. I was like, yeah, no, this is Liv. And he goes, yeah, hurry up.
I was like, he's in my zone.
Yeah. I was like, he's not usually like that. In my head, I'm going, yeah, he's usually like that.
I want to talk about a few things today that I think we get like lots of questions on, lots of stuff. May interest some people, may not others. Saunas, ice baths, and food. Three things. We could talk about lots of things. We could talk about success and this and that, whatever. But I think there's a lot of questions coming in from people saying, tell me more about sauna. Tell me more about red. What's it called? Infrared. Traditional. Time. Calories. Food. Meals. Things. Do you want to talk about it?
You're the expert.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. Let's go.
Do you do saunering?
No.
No?
No.
Don't want to? Don't like it?
Like I say to you every time, every spare minute that I have, I spend on working.
Well, we can talk about work stuff if you want.
No. I want to talk about that. Yeah. But, like, I'm probably the normal person and you're, like, in the sense that you said to me, we're talking about food just before, which we'll get to, and you said, have you been eating your pods? And I said, I've got 2 bags left. I think I had, like, 10. But in the chaos, I struggle with I don't struggle with consistency at work, but I struggle with the consistency of keeping my back end clean, like financially with food, with sleep, with all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
because every waking minute, second hour of the day is spent working.
Yeah,
yeah. So then I always think, is it worth having a 2-hour morning routine in the beginning of your career, or do you just spend that 2 hours on work?
Yeah.
You probably get more better results.
Oh, for sure.
Mm.
Yeah. I probably look at it through different eyes today. This is why I talk about it so much, because I reckon I did it in reverse before. You know, I did what we had a good chat yesterday about your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s.
Mm.
And, you know, your 20s are hunt and kill.
Mm.
So you just go hunt and kill everything, just seeing what you can do.
Mm.
In your 30s, dedicated to building. That's your time when you really build your career. And in your 40s, it starts to come together a bit more. Like you get traction, you've got a personal brand, you're building it more, you're a bit more experience.
Mm.
You know, I was like all over the place when I was younger. And then in your 50s, you sort of hit your altitude where you're like, you know, you should be pretty well established. You identify things much easier.
Mm. And do you think by that time you've got a bit more time leverage? Because you've normally built a team, you've got people doing a lot of the stuff that you were doing for a long time.
Well, yes and no.
Yeah.
So there's two ways to look at it, George.
Mm.
You look at me like that. I look at people on the pension and go, what did they do wrong? 65 and they've got to live on the government pension to get by.
Yeah, it's interesting,
isn't
it?
What did they do?
Oh, obviously not much.
Yeah, but they would have maybe worked and they did this and they did that. Like, it's just interesting where you end up, you know. And then you get other people who find success really early. I didn't. But they find success really early and they, like, lose their way. They retire at 40. They get depressed. They lose their purpose. They don't know what to do with themselves. I know people like that, you know. Yeah. And I know people in their 70s still working, loving every day. Like, it's so interesting. But I reckon that 20s to those 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s is like a pretty real platform. I think it's, once you understand that, you're sort of like, okay, in my 30s, I've just got to be building something that you want to. So you sort of got to work out what you want to do by the time you're 30 odd, I reckon. And then you go all in deep. You know, what I call specific and deep, not wide and shallow.
This is in your 30s.
In your 30s.
Yeah.
Because then you're every waking hour. Well, you've worked it out a little earlier though. So you're a bit like me. I was in my 20s and then I'm like, yeah, I'll just do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then working out how to do it. But I look back and I'm like, okay, I think I did it right but wrong, because Jackson said to me the other day, do you reckon I got some of my gut taken out, my bowel and my appendix, because of my diet? And I do. I really, you do? I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. I reckon you did too. The stuff you used to eat was wild.
Yeah, but that's all I knew.
Yeah.
So, like, hearing things like this podcast, and there's many others, like Rhonda Patrick, she's a sauna expert. She's got a PhD in saunering. I've watched a lot of her stuff. Wim Hof, you know, we all know Wim Hof, Gary Brecker, Mick, Tommy, all these people. At your age, that's the age you should be listening to these people, because I didn't until I was, what, late 40s, mid 40s? Maybe mid-40s, somewhere there. I only knew if you want to get big, stuff your face like a friggin' pig and work out. That's all I knew. And if you want to get skinny, eat hardly anything and do cardio and do weights sometimes.
I tell you what's crazy. You're like the same size as you were, but on a completely different diet. So yeah. The calories didn't affect your muscle growth.
They are a little bit now. I'm going to talk about that exactly. Yeah. So let's talk about saunering first.
Mm-hmm.
And why these three things are important is because you want to perform at optimum, but you've got to remember you can't perform at optimum over a long period of time unless you're running at optimum. So what I did is I push, didn't understand energy, didn't understand food, and didn't understand health really, sort of, in a very basic way. I thought healthy was, I didn't know. I thought healthy was going to the gym. That's what I thought healthy was.
Mm.
If I'd been to the gym or been for a run, when I wasn't a runner, I'd just run and be like, okay, well, that's healthy. But I didn't understand quality of food, bacteria, mitochondria, didn't understand any of that stuff. I thought having a coffee gave you energy.
Mm.
That's what I thought. An energy drink. They should not be allowed to call that energy drink. They're not energy drinks at all. They don't give you energy. They stimulate you. You know, they're blockers and they trick your body. It shouldn't be called energy drinks. You know, an energy drink is coconut water.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And an energy drink that I had before I come on this is celery, carrot, beetroot, ginger, lemon.
Can I ask you something though? Like you talk about your diet now, but you sort of always have been mindful of eating and training well. Like I've been with you when there was times when you were like, maybe I just eat only eggs. Like you have slightly changed a little bit, like all the time, as maybe you've got more information or learn about things. Yeah. Like, and then you were in the building phase where you're pretty much eating chicken and rice. Yes.
Chicken and rice and salmon and rice.
10 times a day.
But that's what I thought. See how important information is? And one day I think it was from my appendix coming out around then and my bowel. So they took out like a big chunk of my bowel and they took out my appendix. My appendix was really enlarged, like 9 times as big. And I'm like, and the thing that really got in my mind, see, I'd already started the pods and things by this time, like by a couple of years. And I was already a bit on this journey, sort of a little bit. But I thought to myself, see, the doctors go, take it out. And I'm like, hang on, don't you need it? And everyone goes, you don't need your appendix. But why is it there? So apparently, and I don't know these things. I've only talked to different people. But you do need your appendix. They produce these T cells. But we go, just take it out. And I'm like, but mine was so far expanded, like so like big. It was like a big sausage. It's supposed to be about this big. It's about this big.
No way.
Yeah. And so it was a bit too far. If it erupted, you can sort of die from that, So I'm like, why did it blow up?
Mm.
Why was it? Something did it. And I, if I look at my diet, and I could find a video that I did on Instagram not that long before that, and I was like 10 meals a day.
Yeah.
Remember?
I couldn't believe
it. Or Portos.
Yeah.
Salmon, protein shakes, but the protein shakes with emulsifiers and corn syrup and all these things. These things kill you. Like, they actually kill you. All of this, yeah, like emulsified, like all of this stuff, starchy stuff and what's the words? Like, you know, the emulsifiers, like all these things that we're just consuming. And I was having like 5 protein shakes a day. So when I went into hospital to get my appendix out, the doctor said, your kidneys are struggling hard from dehydration. And he said, how many protein shakes do you have? And I said, 5. He said, yeah, you got to stop. You have to stop them. They're dehydrating your kidneys big time.
Is that right?
Yeah. But go even look at this thing as simple as water. I would have probably a bottle of water, this bottle, like the little bit bigger bottle a day, one. I didn't really think about water. You know, I just didn't really think about it. It's not something you put your head under the tap and have a drink at school and that's all you do, and it's sort of how I lived. I didn't really even, if I was a bit thirsty, I'd just have a little drink, that's it. Whereas you meet someone like Tommy and he's like 10 glasses a day minimum. I'm like, 10 glasses? I couldn't even do it. There was a 31-minute challenge a while ago at the beginning and there was 10 glasses of water a day and I couldn't do it. I'd get to 8 and I'd be like, oh, that's enough. So I wasn't used to doing it. You know, now 10 glasses, I drink all day now, the whole day. And I think about different things in my life along the way. I went to, remember I got that profilo in my face, like from Dr. Nick?
Yeah, yeah, sort
and
of.
And it's like, as a video of it. When I went in, he said, your skin's so dehydrated on your face, so dehydrated. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So I put fake tan on my face for 30 years. I don't now, but, and I drink hardly any water, but see how it reflects that. But I didn't know. Like, I'm just thinking, that's just how you live. You've got dark circles around your eyes, which I used to. I just put fake tan on. You couldn't see it. So I looked tight. So if I didn't have fake tan on, I was white, dark circles, and just looked terrible. Yeah, I did. And obviously dehydrated. But then I learned about all this stuff. And then I'm like, okay. And then more and more and more. And then something went off when I got my appendix. I'm like, hang on. Appendix out. So there's a great saying about the universe. The universe touches you with a feather, hits you with your brick. And then if you don't listen, hits you with a brick. Then if you don't listen, it runs you over with a truck. So true. I took my appendixes, touch me with a feather. Not minimal, but and the guy's like, oh, you know, I took some of your bowel out while I was in there, this and that. And I'm like, hang on, what's going on here? Like, that's what I'm thinking. They're thinking, oh, I'll cut it out.
Mm, yeah.
I just cut it out. Yes, wait, why was it in there in the first place? Like, it was like all this fatty tumor thing in there. It wasn't like cancerous tumor, but it was like a big fatty thing, like a cyst. And I'm like, okay, what does all this mean? And that's really what I reckon why I started. Because when you're healthy, like you and you, it's why you don't give a crap. You just go, ah, pods, saunas, this, that. I don't care. I just want to work hard. Mm. Yeah, good on you. I'll talk to you in 15 years, see how you're feeling. But if you said to yourself, I want to run at optimum and really at optimum, so when you get to 40, you're firing that hard. You're like a fighter jet flying through the sky, not like going to get a stent in. At 50, yeah. Even that, I'm like, well, why do people get them? Well, I know someone that got a stent in at 51 the other day. And I'm like, why did that happen?
Because they're not healthy, probably.
Well, I don't know. It looks healthy. And I'm like, why did that happen? And then I think about other guys, men. I'm like, I was talking to Tommy yesterday about the colon and just general people, right? So when you eat too much, it stores in your colon. And he's seen people that have died and they have like 7 kilos of spare food in their colon. Like,
where's your colon?
It's like your stomach, like
right, yeah, okay,
what, where your poo comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in there, and I'm like, wow, because I rang him and I said, Tommy, I want to talk to you about food and about the amount of food, because what I've worked out now, and it's only through living it. And you've seen me; you just sat here and said, "Oh, that's a cool fridge," and I'm like, and you're like, I'm like, why is it cool? You're like, oh, you've got your carrots and your mushrooms and it's all there and your celery, this, that. And that's the spare fridge I have. So I never run out. It always, the fridge in the house is like that and that fridge is like that. And the fridge next to it here, we're sitting in Tara's gym, has got coconut water, normal water and pods.
And pod ice cream.
And pod ice cream. Right. That's my whole diet in those two fridges there. But I'm like, what we're saying just before that, before I'd said about the fridge, we said something.
You were talking about the colon.
And yeah. Reading, yeah. And then I said to Tommy, I reckon if you eat a really good meal in the morning and a really good meal at lunch that's high quality organic food, you don't need much more than that. He said, exactly. Now, Tommy's got a PhD in nutrition. I don't. I'm just living it and I'm trying to feel my way through this thing. Because what I've noticed, and I didn't know that you've got to do the same number of poos a day as your meals a day. That's when you know your intestinal process is working right. So if you have breakfast, you do a poo. If you have lunch, you do a poo. And if you have dinner, you do a poo. The same number of... So I was like, I used to think, see, and when I was younger, I think, oh, just if you do one poo a day, oh, that's good. Yay. But that's all you knew. But see, I was having 9 or 10 meals a day and maybe doing 1 or 2 poos a day. Where does the rest go? Because your body doesn't use all the food. Your body only uses what it needs. See, this is the thing with bodybuilding, and that's why I rang Tommy. I'm like, hang on. If you listen to bodybuilders, you want to get bigger, eat more calories. And I was driving around yesterday. I went down to show Ficus Avenue and I was on the way to Ficus Avenue. I'm like, if bodybuilders are eating 5, 6, 7, 8 meals a day, because that's what they say, right? Like you've got to eat. I'm like, where does the food go? Because I've learned your body only needs a certain amount to run at optimum. We're talking about running at optimum, not just getting big, right? So I rang Tommy. I said, Tommy, I ring Tommy all the time. I ask him that many questions. It's not funny. You must get sick of me. But I'm like, where does the food go? He goes, it's stored in your colon and it just sits there. So what happens when you put food in your rubbish bin and leave it there for 2 days?
Rots.
And what does it smell like?
Rotting food.
Yeah.
Good.
That's right. So it turns into this whole big rotting place. And he said the colon is where a lot of these diseases start. This is how important the colon is. So I'm like, okay, so what I see it as, and Gary Brecker said on a video not that long ago, the intestines are like a big conveyor belt. And I'm like, okay. So if you put a thing on your conveyor belt, like a stopper thing, what happens to the stuff running along it?
It all caught up.
It just builds up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, what's the trade-off here? Do I want to be big or do I want to be healthy? And I'm like, I want to be both, but not big, big. Because he's like, you look at bodybuilders wearing the bulking thing, they really just get fat. They get watery and fat because they're just because it's got to go somewhere. And he's like, it's like putting 200 litres of petrol in your car, but your tank's only 100. It just runs out everywhere. So I'm like, okay. So 2 meals a day is, I reckon, for myself, I can only talk about myself. I don't know. I've done no studies. I've done nothing. I'm just watching what's happened. 2 meals a day, really good-sized meals that you enjoy with food that's whole foods, nothing else. So outside of this, I don't eat anything, not a thing. I just don't eat. If I don't have a meal that's made or I can't get a fish that's cooked, something like that, I just don't eat now. Whereas if I used to go to Sydney, I used to pull in the service station and get Carmen's nut bars and something else and whatever just to eat. But I'm like, well, you got to process that, spikes your insulin. Your body's like making it work. And then you go eat again. It's like all too much.
So how did you manage to keep your size? That's the interesting part.
Well, I take testosterone.
Yeah, but that, but still, you've still got to have the calories.
Yeah.
Intake to run your body.
But I'm a couple of kilos lighter now. But I don't have water.
That's not a lot, though.
No, but I don't have water. That would have been a lot of water as well.
Mm.
So like bloated look. So when I met Mick the Podman originally, he said, "You look good. You're just like a big bloated guy." That's what he said. You know. So when you see these men with these beer guts. Like, that's a real problem. Like, you see these, you know, the pregnant ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, and some of them are real hard. Like, that's a major issue. But, and I drive around, I look at all different people now, I'm like, yeah, gee. You know how hard it is to find a really fit person in their 50s and 60s? They're not many. I want to be fit at 80 now. Like, I'm, like, moved on from 50s. I'm like... On it, there's a lady on TikTok, she's 72. She looks amazing. But how does she get there? And she said she used to have not great skin and now she's got, I think I played a video on here the other time.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But she's learned about coconut oil. What is the first thing that Tommy said for me to do? Use coconut oil on your skin, nothing else. Like I use Tommy's moisturizer on my face. But coconut oil, what's the first thing she said on a video there? Well, not first thing, one of the first things. She learned about coconut oil. Like the information that you have can be life-changing. So saunering, let's go back to that for a minute. Saunering reduces Alzheimer's. This is Rhonda Patrick's stuff. You should follow her. She's great. If you want to know more about it, by up to 70%. All-cause mortality, same. Just by having 4 to 7 saunas a week, 20 minutes is the sweet spot. Your heat shock proteins run around. Now, this is listening to Rhonda. I'm just regurgitating her stuff, but it's interesting. Your heat shock proteins run around and go and get all the other not so good cells, whatever it is, cleans your body up. Obviously, your sweat, your body's making itself work. It's exactly like a cardio session that you're just sitting there. But what it does for brain function, what it does for cardiovascular function, reduces cardiovascular disease by 75% or something. And I'm like, wow, what's the number one cause of death, I think it is, in males?
Cardiovascular disease.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you do that? Like, that's what I think. I'm like, wow, okay. That's why I built a sauna in the front yard. It's not sort of in the front yard, near Jackson's house. No, I'm like, well, if that's that important, I'm putting one in. And every day... at about 6 o'clock, I have a sauna every day. And on Sundays, I have 2 or 3 because I just like it. Yeah, but I'm like, and it's, I'm finding my way with it as well. Like, and it's funny how you acclimate to it. So I was struggling at 15 minutes originally and I nearly died at 30 minutes one day when I did it. My brain popped because I pushed myself too hard. But now I can get to 30 minutes very easily. But I just get out. I get out at about 25, 28 minutes. So it's more of a...
And are you still going from there to the ice bath?
Yeah, then I cool down. So Rhonda Patrick says cool down. So for 5 minutes. And then I go to the ice bath. And that's what I do every single night. And the ice bath, talking to Tommy, is it releases all these shock proteins from your liver. Almost like, not cleanses it, but makes it release all of this stuff. And plus all of the other things that it does as well. Like, you know, with your skin and your... The ice bath to me is more of a mental thing. I just like what it does mentally because you don't really want to go in there. You don't really. Like this morning it was minus 2.2. Went back to that. Jackson and I changed the thing, but it was minus 2.2. And it's funny how you look at it. So I usually do it minus 1.5 because it's getting colder outside. Minus 2.2, and I'm like, oh, it's a bit cold this morning. And then your brain starts telling you, like, not don't go in there, but like starts putting up this resistance.
Mm.
And it's like, you've got to shut that thing up because what's the benefit of doing it? Going to feel good, blood flow, you like get all this cardiovascular benefit, like, it just feels good. But the number one thing for me is the win of doing it,
yeah. Getting over the wrestle.
Getting over the wrestle.
That's what Joe Rogan says too. Like, he says that's the only reason he does it. It's just he's done that one thing that he doesn't want to do that day. He does it and smashes it.
That's exactly right. So yeah,
has it the wrestle ever won?
No, I won't let it. Jesse Itzler, the guy I told you about before, you know that guy? I don't know if you remember. He's a speaker. I showed you to him on one video, but he said it really well. So he's remember they're billionaires. The guy, the coconut water guy. Remember?
Oh, yes.
And his wife's a billionaire, he's a billionaire, and they have different businesses, but they get on so good and they're just so normal. And he said he loves when your brain's going, get out, get out, get out, because he's like, why? I just have to not get out. And he's like, just what's going to happen if I don't? And that's what he does when he's in there. So because you sort of go, your breath, and then you're like, your brain starts going, oh, just get out. You don't have to wait till the end. That's just what starts happening in your brain. And I'm like, no, you just stay in there. You know, stay in there. And I put a time thing on for 6 minutes. But I like it a lot. And then at the end, you sort of duck your head under. I do it for 10 seconds and I do it for almost a minute. And then it's funny, even the dunking of the head, you're like, oh, I don't really have to do it. And you're like, get in there. But isn't that a good analogy for life, though, when things happen in life?
Mm.
Like, what are you going to do, rise up or you're going to shrink down? And the ice bath every day is a chance to rise up. Cardio is the same. You know, like you don't sometimes want to do it, but it's like, what's the benefit? The benefit is I won. Now, I know it has a lot of health advantages, but if you want to look a certain way or want a certain level of health, it's not going to happen by itself. Can I show you a video quickly of a lady?
Processes. In fact, in 2002, these two organizations issued a special report in which they identified the fact that billions of people are likely to die eating the devitalized, demineralized, and nutrition-poor food that Codex Alimentarius makes legal and supports on a global basis, because they identify the non-communicable, preventable diseases of undernutrition that are the main killers. They identify cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, and obesity as the diseases that will result in billions of preventable deaths by the year 2050.
So that lady's a doctor. She's basically saying there's no nutritional value in most of the food today that you buy generally. Pesticides, herbicides, whatever you call them. Because how can a tomato live for 6 weeks?
Yeah.
So all of these things, and you become what you eat. That's what I've worked out. You become what you eat. You want to be a drunk, an alcoholic? You look like a drunk and an alcoholic. Show me a healthy-looking drunk. Show me one. Look at a smoker who's smoked for years and years and years. They turn yellow. Their skin looks yellow. Everything about it. My dad used to have yellow where he used to hold the smoke on his hands. Stuff like this. Do you know? Like, and then if you eat these foods that are full of this stuff, these pesticides and things, what's going to happen with that? Your body is a processing system. That's what it is. So that's why I only ever eat now exactly what I know I'm putting in there. Exactly.
Organic whole foods.
Organic whole foods. Mm. Grown from the farm, given to you, but you've got to know also what foods to eat that's going to suit you. It takes some work. And then people say to me, oh, you know, I work. I can't make, like on that video I did about the food and things, I work. I can't just make lunches and things like that. Well, why not? Because it takes effort. Like I don't eat before 8 o'clock in the morning now. I stop eating at 6:30. Don't you think I want to just eat Cadbury chocolate and watch TV and just sit there? Of course, it's fun. It's easy. Nothing that's easy ends up rewarding. Not one thing. Show me a lazy person who's massively successful.
Yeah, there isn't any.
Yeah. Why do people get obese?
From going down the easy road.
The easy road.
Yeah.
It takes just as long to go through drive-through Maccas as it does to make a bit of paleo toast with avocado and olive oil. Probably quicker to make paleo bread and avocado and olive oil. There's all these little things out there that if you look over here where the general people are that are eating for convenience, that's where the problems are. You know, that's where the problem, pesticides, all this sort of stuff. If you don't eat organic, you are killing yourself, literally, because the food that sits on the shelf in a packet for weeks on end, and they have in storage rooms full of more of them, so when they sell out, they just bring them. They don't have to grow them. They're in freezers, they're in cupboards, they're in this and that. They do nothing for your body than degrade it. That's it. They take the health out one mouthful at a time. That's what I've learned. That's why my appendix is blowing up. I didn't know what I was eating, didn't know why I was eating. I just thought you just eat like this because that's all I knew at the time. But the great thing is you can sort of go, okay, well, this part of my life from here to here, whether it's 29 years old or 25 years old or 52 years old, it's like you can make a decision. And we do get a lot of messages from people about caffeine and alcohol. We're not saying don't do it. Well, I am, sort of. I'm saying don't do it if you want optimum. But you can do it. My dad died at 47 years old. Why? Alcohol. If he didn't drink, he'd still be alive. Plain and simple. Logan, same thing. If he didn't drink, he'd still be alive. Yeah, plain and simple. There's nothing good for you. Expand your, listen to Tommy on the podcast. It expands your brain. That's what a hangover is. Your brain can't fit in your head anymore. That's why you're like, I've got a banging headache. So what do people do? Take a Panadol, eat a hamburger. Mate, what a remedy. Fantastic. That's what I'm saying to you. Mm. Wouldn't life be better without the alcohol? Then you don't have to have the Panadol or the hamburger. I never take Panadol. Never, ever, ever. You got a headache? Usually it's because of water. So since I've learned about hydration, that one thing alone changed my life. One thing. Hydration. I have water everywhere now. The way I spice it up a bit, put a bit of lime in it. That's about it, you know. So when you drink alcohol, you dehydrate your whole body for the next day, two, three, whatever it's going to be. Now you're doing catch-up. How does it feel when you're doing catch-up with stuff?
The worst energy ever.
Yeah, I'll tell you the worst thing to do with catch-up is your health. Because catch-up means I can't work now. Catch-up means I don't feel good. Catch-up means how do I turn this thing around and get healthy? I tell you the best way to do it, not get like that. You know, even with caffeine, it has no nutritional value. It restricts your blood to your brain by 40%. It dehydrates you. It ages you. It sounds awesome. Let's have one every morning. That's phenomenal. Then I'll go get Botox and I'll go get fillers and all this. I got fillers in my face about a month ago. I'll never get them again. I just made it look swollen and worse because I was like, I didn't like these lines. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go get it. I've got the non-surgical facelift. Never putting something in my body again that isn't natural. Paid $5,000. I should have just like got someone to punch me in the face for 5 seconds and then it would have saved me $5,000. No good. I don't think there's a non-natural remedy for anything, like an artificial remedy for anything that's better than natural. I just don't think so.
I agree with that.
I don't think so. So what's the simple formula? Sunlight every day, 20 minutes. Hydration every day, 10 cups minimum. And you know if you're weeing a lot? I didn't know about this. I used to think if you drink more water, you just wee a lot. You don't wee a lot if your magnesium levels are right and you're sipping your water all the way through. If your magnesium levels are good, your cells can absorb the water. But if you drink too much water too quickly, it becomes a diuretic, as Tommy said. I didn't know that. No, I didn't know. It's how interesting. So the body's just like this perfect machine. You just got to find the balance for it. You want to lose weight? Eat really well, eat really regularly, and just eat clean. You don't even need to like so much calorie deficit. Yeah, but you don't want to be like up and down too much. That's what I think I'm getting to with this whole thing is I'm finding a parameter in life where I want to operate at optimum every day. But it's about working in this space that doesn't get too high or too low, too high or too low. Like a bodybuilder bulking and then cutting and then bulking and then cutting. Imagine what that does to your body.
Mm.
Eating hardly anything, taking all these extra drugs, doing all this sort of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Hardly any water or whatever, all that sort of stuff. And then they get on stage and they collapse, some of them. Like, wow, I know. I used to think that was really good. Like, I want to do that. No, I don't. I want to be like getting up with full energy every day, knowing exactly what you got to eat, working like your backside off and all these results coming to you. Your energy is just maximum, maximum, maximum. Like, not lethargic. I have people contact me that are Jackson's age saying, I've got no energy. Okay, great. Well, where do we start here? Like, where do you start? What a question. Where do you start? I've got no energy. Do you know what that even means now? I do now. I didn't before. I've got no energy. What's your sleep like? What's your diet like? What's your thoughts like? What's your stress situation like? What's your mitochondria function doing? All of these things. People say, I'm tired, I'll have a coffee. That's the worst thing you should do. The last thing you should do. Have a good sleep. I just bought one of those sleep masks. I wear a CPAP mask and the thing. I look amazing at night. It's like I've got one of those things now for no light on my eyes. But this is how serious I want to get with this thing.
Mm.
You know, how I know we've spoken about it before, but 100% sleep optimization. I don't even think people talk about it too much. People think you're a champion if you sleep 4 hours.
Mm.
I don't. I'm like, what if you're tired? Like, what if you're actually tired? And then they say, push yourself hard, hard, hard. When you feel heaps of energy, you want to push yourself hard anyway. But when you don't, that's when, like, internal resentment comes in. I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do it. I'm not feeling great. I'll go have some beers on a Friday and go crazy and then release all of the stress. No, I'll release all the stress. Alcohol will do it. Do that. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Instead of going, well, hang on a minute, why do I feel unhappy? But why really do I feel unhappy? Your body will tell you.
And you'll know what pill is out as well.
Yes. But what information are you working with? If I was your ages now and I knew this, I'd be like non-negotiable doing it all. Non-negotiable doing it all. Because when you're 40, you won't be trying to chase this thing down, trying to implement it into your life then. You'll be like an energy master by then.
Because that's normally what happens. People get a health scare and then they change their life.
They start eating nuts and things.
It's very hard to think about doing all of this when you feel like you're healthy and you feel like everything's fine. You feel like,
yep.
Like I'm healthy. I feel great. My energy's good. I just work. But I don't know what that next bit is.
But think about where you're up to in life.
Yeah.
Hunt and kill. In your 20s, hunt and kill. Hunt and kill everything. Hunt and kill profile, walk into a bar, who notices me. Hunt and kill women. You know, Jackson breaks up with one girl, hunt and kills another. It's like, but think about it. That's what life is.
Yeah.
You know, go with your mates and have a binge drinking session and sleep for 2 days. And then, you know, it's all that, you know. I understand that. And I know it seems very boring living a life like I do now, but imagine the reward at your ages. And you might say, oh, well, I don't get to experience this and experience that. Yeah, for sure. I sort of understand that too. Like, I really do, because you've got to sort of, I say to you guys all the time, go experience the world, you know. But you do it really healthily. Do we know people who have had health challenges young?
Lots.
Yeah.
More than ever, I reckon.
Yeah. Look at cancer. In 1930, the numbers might be a bit out here, but 1 in 1,000 people or something had cancer. It's around these numbers. Today, how many trillions of dollars have been spent on cancer research?
Too much.
1 in 3 people have cancer.
Yeah.
Does that even make sense?
Yeah. Well, it shouldn't happen, because you think as technology advances and medical, well, the whole medical system advances and what we know about food advances, you would think that it would have got better, not worse.
With an investment in the trillions?
Yeah.
So it's not money. Money can't fix it. It's obvious. Look at that.
Mm.
It's going backwards in numbers. If we had a business that performed like that, you would shut it down.
Yeah.
you would shut it down. The numbers are getting worse with the more investment. So what would you do with the business of that? You shut it down.
Yeah.
But people are like, but I think about it and like, okay, well, why is that happening?
Food.
Stress, food, thing, all the things we're talking about.
Mm.
These very simple life steps that you can take. I can't guarantee no one's ever going to get, I don't know any of that stuff. I'm just saying that when you feel amazing, your frequency is different, your energy is different, your energy is pumping through the roof because your body is running like the motor that it is. When you walk into the office and high-fiving people and like, yeah, yeah, let's go, woo, like that's amazing. Or you walk in just like resenting the place you're working at, just kicking the ground, just going like, just don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to anyone in here. I know what that feels like because you're worked to the ground. You got bills coming out your ears. You know, the relationship you don't like. You're eating conveniently. You're getting fat. All of these things, it's like you can see yourself changing. You know, when you see someone and you haven't seen them for 10 years and you're like, whoa, they look completely different.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, gee. I saw someone like that the other day. I'm like, whoa, wow. I think about what happened between then and then. You know, what happened between, how many people do you see later, a few years later, and you go, wow, you look 50 times better?
Yeah, not many.
Not many.
Mm.
It's because it's hard. It takes a lot of commitment. It's hard. You know, to say, I'm not going to do this because it's easy and convenient. I'm going to do this because it's difficult, but the rewards are a million times better. They're not easy. So let's wrap this up. Saunering, little bit a day, keeps you pretty healthy. If you don't have one, there's recovery places and things around. I've got to go speak at ARIC next month, and I said to Tara first thing, I hope I can find a sauna place. I'm not going to go a day without a sauna. The health benefits are too great. Infrared, traditional. I like traditional because it's quicker, 20 minutes. Infrared, I don't think you get the same benefit. It's different. It's like, that's like cellular. The traditional one's steam and 20 minutes in and out. I like that. Ice bath, some people say, oh, yeah, just a new fad and all this. I think once you start, you get a bit addicted to it after a while, but you've got to commit to it. And because you're addicted to the dopamine rush, it helps with your mood. It helps with your mental stability. It helps with all sorts of things. So I have two a day, sometimes three. Part of my daily routine. And food, you have to be a friggin' beast with what you eat. Because your skin is a reflection of that. Your energy is a reflection of that. And I think just your overall aura is going to reflect from what you're eating. Doesn't it make sense to really understand food? I wish I did earlier. I didn't. Chicken and rice. I ended up looking grey like chicken and rice. Go back some of my older videos. I look grey. And before that, I ate Weet-Bix and eggs and I looked like an AIDS victim. I did. You know, but I had a goal to be thin because I wanted to be thin when I was surfing. Now I want to find a really good balance between decent size, real healthy. I want like, you know, abs, but not too like too lean, because then you go the other way then. You've got no energy. So I just want nice abs, nice sculpted body, and that's it. I'm happy with that. I reckon two good meals a day is where it's at, because it keeps the conveyor belt running really well. Two protein shakes, Tommy's natural ones, not those other ones. Those other ones have got a lot of... Look at what you're eating. Understand what those things are that are in there. The first two or three ingredients on any product are the main ingredients. All the other stuff in there is in there, but like corn syrups, emulsifiers, starches, all of these things, avoid them at all cost. Gluten, bread, all these things. I don't eat any now, not one bit. I don't eat any sugars, nothing. I don't even eat sugar now. Unless it's in some of the tomatoes that I eat, you know. But that's the sort of discipline that you got to bring if you want to transform yourself. If you don't, live life, see how you go. I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm sure there's lots of people that haven't even done any of that and lived a life, you know, that's good until an old age. But if you look at what's happening out there, there's a lot of people that aren't.
Mm.
So something's happening. What do you two think?
I think it's scary to think about, but it's hard to implement because it's a lot of work. Like, yeah. It sounds good and fun, but like, say I start taking the pods and doing the sauna. I always sauna for a week and then the next week I'm like, nah, I'm right, too tired. And just don't. I just feel like you need something critical to happen in your life for you to switch like that, like you did with your
appendix.
Your appendix.
Yeah.
Like that's made a switch in your head. Like for me, it's like I said, I'm healthy and happy and whatever. Just run around, go to the gym and have fun on the weekends, and that's all I really care about at the moment. Like just that and shooting. So I think for me, for something, something's going to have to switch, because otherwise I'll do it for a week and then stop.
For sure. Absolutely. And that's good. I think that's very real for where you're at in life.
Mm. It's like what Jackson said, it's time in the season. Like I think as you go through those decade sort of what we were talking about for your 20s, your 30s, 40s, 50s, it's like you should always be on this journey, but you start spending more and more time on it.
It's like wealth.
The older you get.
It's the same as wealth,
yeah,
isn't it? Mm. You sort of like don't really care about money in your 20s, and 30s becomes a bit more important, and your 40s you start sort
it's
of
like, accumulating. It's like something that you build.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, I hope you guys have a sauna this afternoon. but yeah, optimum health, I think if everyone can strive for it and start to really learn what it's all about, it will change your life, but it'll also help your energy and it'll help you perform at your very, very best every day.